Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Straight's bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What's new in your life? What you got going on new for your folks, your customers?
Well, we're working on the supplement, which is going to go up for this book.
The J.K. Lassers.
Exactly. Yep. The tax law doesn't stand still. So from the date of publication to now, we have a lot of new developments.
That's why you want to know Barbara's work, folks, because she's always updating it.
Yep.
So what else? What else you got going? You got anything new happening? Are you going to any of the inaugural balls?
Yes, I am.
All right. I was
local,
invited.
But yes.
I was invited to one in D.C., but I've got to work. I'm out in Houston now, broadcasting from Houston today, and had to work with some customers, so I wasn't able to go. But that's pretty exciting. So we'll have fun at the ball. So let's get back into some of the what else do we need to know about taxes as we wrap up our visit? What's the most important things we need to know?
Well, I think one of the things that we should talk about, if you're facing a tax bill, I think that you really want to start thinking about how you're going to address your taxes going forward, and you really have to have a better system for making your payments, whether it's a set aside in a separate account, especially people who are self-employed and have to pay estimated taxes, and there are a lot of demands on your money, and you know, your business has costs, and your personal life, you have your insurance premiums and other costs, but you have to think about taxes, too.
Yeah, that's right. So folks, get it scheduled, get it planned. This is another reason why I have a CPA. I have them handle all that. They just tell us how much to write the check for.
Right, but it's not just writing the check. It's a question of putting the money aside.
Right, I know. But that's what I'm saying, though. But because we've been doing it, we budget for it. It's budgeted. You know what? It's in the cash flow budget, and it's sometimes if we can, we automate it. But this is somebody else keeping up with that.
Yeah,
I didn't go into business to do taxes.
And you know what? If you think about it, your time is more valuable spending on your business, working on your business rather than doing administrative things like this, and leave it to the experts.
Right. Absolutely. No, that's exactly right. What else?
I think we're in for an exciting year. I think we're going to see a lot of wrangling.
We're going to live the Chinese curse. May you live an interesting time.
Exactly. We are, but I think we're going to see a lot of good things. There's going to be a lot of criticism. Oh, it's benefiting the rich. It's not, whatever. But I think
God forbid we benefit people who create jobs, right? God forbid.
Right. I think we can't ignore the huge jump in confidence, optimism by small businesses following the election.
Oh boy!
That we believe that things are going to change.
I reported on the NFIB's index, as I do every month with Bill Dunkelberg last week.
Well, he was on my radio show this week, and we talked about it. And
it jumped 10 points.
10 points. Wow!
over 100 on the indicator. First time it's done that in decades.
In decades, so I think we will see. One of the main things, obviously, taxes is one of them, and we talked about that. But the other thing is regulations. I mean, tax compliance on all levels takes so much time and attention from business owners just having to deal with nonsense. A lot of it is nonsense. Maybe good intentions on the part of government to address certain concerns, but the bottom line is it's just paperwork and time that could be devoted to dealing with your customers and thinking up new ideas for your business.
Well, and I do believe, though, I don't think they're going to do anything this year that will go into effect that we won't like. But I think it will. They might give us some goodies this year, but they might make us pay next year with some reforms that we don't like. And I think those will come out next year, don't you?
Could be exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You betcha.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We always get smarter when Barbara joins us, and so we did today. Don't forget BarbaraWeltman.com. I like telling people about that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.